lost in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. But then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming,
Yagman, get.
And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on
pod.
I go, no, Mom, I'm not on
pod.
I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a
deadpan?
She goes, no, you're on
pod.
I go, Mom, I'm okay, I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on
pod.
Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a
deadpan.
Please, all I want is a
deadpan.
And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a
deadpan.
Just one
deadpan.
And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a
deadpan. Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 202. This is the really advanced class. I'm your host, Jack Mangan. And I have to apologize and confess, my laughs are just a little bit off today. Semicolon P, semicolon.
Hey, Mick.
Hmm?
What should I put in my intro?
I don't care. Just so long as you don't do the story so far.
Yes, I know, but how will my listeners be reminded of what happened so far?
Get the episodes out quickly?
Yeah, that's the right one talking.
Have you fixed your timeline? You know he doesn't like when a story jumps back and forth in time.
No, I'm still rewriting the whole thing so that it's not in first-person narrative anymore.
And what about your cast?
Oh, shut up.
View from Valhalla. The website for podcast novel reviews at www.viewfromvalhalla.com.
Yagman gets deadpan!
No!
Podcast!
The Past Memory.
Hey, Jack, this is Brad P. from NJ, and I'm calling in with a dumbass memory that's about 30 seconds old. So, yesterday, I'm getting my wife all ready to travel down to a conference, and she is wondering why I have an extra laptop in the car. So I explain why I've got an extra laptop in the car, and she has it in her lap. Drive home, get her all packed, and we get back in the car, and she hands me the laptop, and I put it on top of the car, and we finish packing stuff, and I'm pretty sure I took the laptop inside. So we're driving down the road, and we hear this thump on top of the car, and, you know, we've been talking, so of course I don't think anything of it. I'm like, it was kind of a weird noise, and, you know, sometimes we have one of those Thule racks on top, so sometimes the wind catches it, and it makes a bumping sound. So, you know, go through this morning, I'm like, I got some work I got to do on that laptop. Where is it? Okay, well, whatever. You know, and I got to get the boys off to their school this morning, so we're running to German school, and we got everything all packed, and we get going, and I'm like, okay, you know, Griffin, who's my son, I said, Griffin, you know, check and see if the laptop's here. Everyone, is it in the back? It's on the back. Oh, crap. That sound last night, that was the laptop on top of the car. Crap! So I text my wife. I let her know that that sound on the top of the car was probably the laptop. She's as upset as I am. Fortunately, everything is backed up. We got everything there. So, that would have been the end, but then this morning, as we got here, so we drove from where I live, near the Somerville Circle, down to Jamesburg. So it's, you know, like an hour, probably. And that took us out by 287 down the turnpike. You know, so these are not, like, little side back roads. Also drove back home. So the laptop would have been on the car for probably about 2.5 hours of driving last night. And then it was on, I just spoiled it, didn't I? Because this morning when I got out of the car after the half-hour drive here to drop the boys off, already thinking now that it's gone, I look on the top of the car, and there is the laptop, sitting there on its little rubberized feet. It did, in fact, slide off the edge of the rack and bump the roof. That's what the noise was last night. But then it stayed right where it was. The rubberized feet of Hewlett-Packard laptop extended batteries did exactly what they're supposed to, and did not did not permit the laptop to slide around on the top of the car roof. So it's a good thing that that it survived, but from a dumbass perspective, you know, leaving your laptop on top of the car is not always good. So now I have an awesome story that I can tell HP and an awesome story that I can tell the deadpan community, and now I have a checklist of looking on top of the car to make sure I haven't left any laptops up there. Jack, it is an amazing thing that you have done.
No!
Hello, Jack. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. I'm calling to respond to some of the comments that you and Ditto made in your conversation in Deadpan episode number 201 about how the whole world has pod-faded and how everyone is listening to fewer podcasts than they did initially. I would say that that's certainly true of me. And like Ditto, I do have less free time than I did before. My reasons for that are that when I first got into podcasting, I had a job where I could listen to podcasts nonstop the entire 12 hours a week that I was working. I no longer have a job that allows me to do that. I don't spend as much time driving as I did during the Florida years when I had when I had a 20-minute commute 4 days a week. I don't have that anymore. So I have less time driving to listen to podcasts too. So my time to listen to podcasts is at a rather low ebb right now. Basically, still whenever I'm driving anywhere, but that's not anywhere near as much as it was. But in the future, that might change. I mean, in the future, that will change because my schedule will be very different. So that's my two cents. Yep, I agree. That's certainly true of me. Just life circumstances don't allow me to listen to as many podcasts as I would like to. I do, however, have 20 different subscriptions that I care about to a greater or lesser degree, and I really do wish that I had more time to listen to all of them. Okay, those are my thoughts. Deadpan is still the way, and I am proud of what we've built and what we've still got going on here. Goodbye.
All right, I really only do this for songs that that I really love a lot. Farrah Fawcett. Yeah, ever since we got Dance Dance Revolution. On top of what? Oh. No, you're fine. It sounds like this girl's really got him by the balls. Literally. He's singing this part while standing on a chair to keep away from a mouse. And suddenly we're in a Three Stooges film. Wait a minute, what? Okay, you just lost me. Yeah, you know, the last guy who said to call him pretty kept lowering a bottle of lotion down to me in the bottom of a well. Alright, will you lay out the damn snare drum already? What is she, the Hey Kool-Aid mascot? The Incredible Hulk? They are so not getting their deposit back. Was he calling pigs to supper? Okay, James, what's the fifth letter of the alphabet? I really hope that James doesn't make any more songs about my relationships.
My deadpan has a first name, it's J-A-C-K. My deadpan has a second name, it's M-A-N-J-N. Oh, I love to listen every day, and if you ask me, well, I'll say. 'Cause Jack Mangan has a way with D-E-A-D-P-A-N. How's that?
I hate it when the thing cuts me off. This is Brad B. from NJ, finishing up where I was going. You may have heard me say at the very end of that message that this is an amazing, and then it cut me off. So what I was going to finish was, Jack, it is an amazing thing that you have done over the years keeping this community going, and I really appreciate everything that you do to keep us all in touch with each other, to share everything that's going on. And it's going to be a sad day when the show becomes too gross, but you know what? It is an awesome experience that I think we can all feel amazing with. Amazing. Why am I saying amazing? We can all feel happy with. Because this community, even as I lurk most of the time, right? But even as a lurker, I've enjoyed listening to and being a part of the community when I can. I still giggle hysterically whenever I hear Albie from Boulder talk about all the things, and then I hear Brad P. mixed in all the different things when he's trying to say deadpan, and I get a big smile on my face. So, you know what, Jack, thank you. I couldn't, you know, list everybody else who I've always been impressed with, but everybody who's ever contributed to the show has made it worth listening to. And thanks, Jack, for everything that you've done. And thanks for keeping the community around, and thanks for being a good pal and a good friend, somebody who I honestly feel I would want to spend some time with on the weekend. All right, fine. You know, now man hug, man up, right? Deadpan, man hug. Deadpan's the motherfucking way. Brad P. from NJ, out.
The girl turned evil.
But soon enough, her body will run cold, and ash and cinder before remains of you and your empire.
That's the girl speaking.
Your flame flickers in the wind, Ezrock.
Rat. We're in a prison cell now. With a rat. I've been thrown into prison.
Watch your step. Wouldn't want you to get hurt.
Welcome home.
Try and escape again, and the next place will put you will be far less forgiving than the dungeon. It's a different world. You'd be wise to remember that.
They're not treating me nice. Hey, some guy's watching. I think she's an elf. Savior?
Just a Joe here with contents of turn two. You've got Willpower, Scott Dixon, Sylvia Silvestro, she does 18, 2, 10, 22, 26, 77, 3, 38, 5, 78. Still waiting for the others. There's the back. 82, 14, 59, 19, 27, 83, 17, 06. Danica Patrick still has yet to lift around the corner. Anyway, that's the content turn three.
And Jack's voice would be calling. Listen to Deadpan again.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hi, Deadpan. This is Dan from Oregon. The song I chose for my ear buddy, Just a Joe, was Right Hand Man by Joan Osborne from her album Relish. I was searching through my music library for something meaningful and profound, but instead kept coming back to this song.
Let me use your toothbrush. Have you got a clean shirt?
I really love Joan's gravelly, bluesy voice and the straight-ahead driving beat of the music. Right Hand Man is a very uncomplicated song. It's just a girl going home from her boyfriend's place, singing about a night of raw, hard, athletic sex, the way God meant it to be. So thanks for the opportunity to share the music, Deadpan. I hope we get to do this again.
Use me up if you think you can.
My ear buddy, New Dan from Oregon, turned me on to Joan Osborne's Right Hand Man. This is the sort of wailing, hard-edged, blues-based rocking tune you'd hear on a Saturday night in one of those bars that has a sign out front that reads, "Coldest Beer in Town," and has a single well-worn pool table in the back. Right Hand Man toe-taps you along with its steady driving beat, while the lyrics bring you to the early morning afterglow of an evening of lustful passion, spent but not nearly over it. That trip back home where you revel in the feeling of being totally exhausted, but totally alive. This track was also a pleasant surprise for me, as my previous knowledge of Joan Osborne was her song, "What If God Was One of Us?" One of those novelty songs that is pretty cool the first time you hear it, but by the 117th playing of it makes you just want to jam a fork in your arm. Right Hand Man, though, just makes you want to dance. Thanks, New Dan.
If he can't fix it, gonna find a boy who can.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Charette, author of Lilith's Love, and host of the Out of the Coffin podcast, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. How's that? Sweet? Laters.
Hi, Deadpan. Dan from Oregon again. The song chosen for me by Justa Joe was Joined at the Hip by the band Something Fierce. I was unfamiliar with the band, so it was a treat to hear something completely new. Something Fierce has been compared to They Might Be Giants, but the song Joined at the Hip also reminded me of the music of Matthew Sweet or the Posies. It's an upbeat pop love song about a boy who is in a new relationship and is amazed at all the things he and the girl have in common.
I'm the cream cheese, you're the lox. I'm the contents, you're the box.
Yes, that's right. He just sang, "I'm the cream cheese, you're the lox." I flashed back to high school and college when dating was still new, to the times when if I found out the girl I liked had the same taste in books, music, or movies, I would jump from friendship to love in 0.0 seconds and daydream about being together forever and how everything will be rosy and perfect. Joined at the Hip is the kind of song I can sing along to while washing dishes or tap the steering wheel to while driving. So thanks for sharing the song, Justa Joe, and thanks, Deadpan, for hosting this event.
Why sure?
All right, actually, I don't believe that we had any audio from Justa Joe setting up his tune for New Dan in Oregon, but I could be wrong. And if I am Justa Joe, then apologies and send me a reminder. Anyway, let's read some comments, motherfuckers. Lopan says, CW, my hot, awesome, wonderful, caring, thoughtful wife do taxes. Parentheses, quick, everyone point her to this post, close parentheses. Vandamon says, my Swiss cheese memory doesn't say. The Energizer Bunny says, really, you're going to ask that stupid question? The problem with web seminars is not the person giving it, but the other people attending. CJ says, it wasn't something about getting cactus quills in his tongue later? I'm not good at this. Lost Ralph says, hello again, Smarty Hotties, good play-by-play. So I just learned why you don't make carrot cake from scratch. Finally grating a pound of carrots is not fun. Amy Bowen says, thanks, smiley face. And error establishing a database connection. Lovely. And Retro says, doot, doot-doot, doot-doot-doot, ka-ching, doot, doot-doot, doot-doot-doot. First of the week, Vanamon says, at the foot of the mega tree. All right, so let's have some keyboard clicks while I explain why Rhett would make that seemingly insane post. The NHL playoffs are upon us, and we have people have selected teams and songs, and holy crap, there are a whole bunch of games that went on tonight. I missed the first night of games because I was doing other shit. So here, really quickly, I will run down the teams, their owners, and the songs. And I guess after this, I'll do a quick explanation. If it's not the song that, if the song that I call out is not the song you want or not the song you chose, then feel free to change it. There's time. Anyway, the first, Washington Capitals are owned by Lo Pan. His song is Rammstein. Walt ihr has das Bett in Flammen sehen. Nobody chose the New York Rangers, so we'll say that New York, New York is their song. You know, something obvious and easy. Of course, you can make that. Lo Pan is actually playing them. If the Rangers beat the Capitals, then you can decide whether or not you want to do New York, New York. No one has also selected Philadelphia, also went unselected, so we'll choose the Rocky theme, the Gonna Fly Now. Again, that will be optional. For Ditto, who owns Buffalo, and his song for Buffalo is Chicken by the G. Gordon Liddy's. Amy Bowen has Boston, and her song is Boston, Don't Look Back. Montreal is owned by the Energizer Bunny. Her song is Make It, which is actually the Canadiens' theme song. Lost Ralph took Pittsburgh, and he has the song Penguins by Lyle Lovett. Used Hair chose Aerosmith, Lightning Strikes for Tampa Bay. Vanamond has Vancouver. I don't think he made a selection, so since Vanamond has Vancouver, I chose Van Halen, Unchained. Chicago is owned by CJ, who chose 25 or 6-4 by Chicago. The San Jose Sharks, SB, put Estimated Profit by the Grateful Dead. Ed from Texas ended up with the Los Angeles Kings, kind of by default, so he chose Deep in the Heart of Texas, famously heard in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Retro has Detroit, boo, and the song he chose is Detroit Rock City by Kiss. Jack Mangan has the Phoenix Coyotes, who hopefully won't exit in the first round this time, and he chose, unfortunately, appropriately, Pink Floyd's Money. J.R. Murdoch has the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, and since he didn't choose a song, I gave him Tony Basil, Hey Mickey. J.R., you can change that if you want. And last but not least, the Nashville Predators are owned by Nomad Scry from New England somewhere, and he chose, appropriately for Nashville, Shania Twain's Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? Whew. No, I have cactus quills in my tongue. Anyhow, that is for the NHL playoffs that are coming up. If your team loses in the NHL playoffs, then you should do the song selected by the victorious team's owner, or you can find some well-known prose, or hell, write your own prose about the winning city.
Hey, Deadpan, Paul Mackey. So, anyways, I'm not going to read you the whole contents of this thing, because it's extensive. But this is a Major Stores Indulgent Trail Mix. And, you know, it's got all these various chocolate chips of various sources and sorts and whatnot. But the one that I'm wondering about is the cranberries. You know, the dried cranberries. Some would call them craisins. I'm looking at the ingredients on the back. And here's what it says for cranberries. The cranberries contain cranberries, sugar, citric acid, elderberry juice concentrate, and sunflower oil. Why? That's what I ask. Why? Okay, talk to you later.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. Again, I just finished listening to Deadpan number 201, A Ditto Odyssey, and I just wanted to say, ditto, I did get the joke on that segment, the one that was a response to Chris the Fixed Kitty's hypnotic bumper. I did get that it was a response to that one, and I did think it was hilarious when I first heard it. So thank you for contributing that. Okay, that's all I have to say for now. Amy Bowen, out.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
All right, 480-788-JMDP, 480-788, I should know this by now. Or you can email me, sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Yeah, 480-788-JMDP is 5637. 480-788-5637. 21, 42, 80, forget all that. 480-788-JMDP, which is 5637. Sorry the crappy audio was so kind of crappy during the song panning of Laid by James. And no, that was done without permission, but it was done with lots of love. It is a great song. And only one more script is written so far, and that is for Space Oddity. And again, hopefully my microphone will not sound like I'm paging someone over the loudspeaker. Anyway, I do have a kind of a funny gauntlet-related song from Paul Mackey that I've got to find a way to fit into Deadpan. And otherwise, I have some more earbuds, and that's it. So keep your eye out for the new channel soon coming to your Deadpan television. And that's it. Deadpan is the way. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for just making up that community that you hear so much about. Deadpan, looking to the future. Good night, Mush. I'm not coming back after the music.
I got second sight, got amazing powers of observation. So I know. I try to get through, telephone to you. Wild staring eyes,
I got a strong urge to fly, and I got nowhere to fly to. I pick up the phone. Still nobody home. Go ahead, boots. I got faded.
No!